WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. DeKalb County, Georgia police have identified the officer who was shot and killed in a confrontation near CDC headquarters in Atlanta. He was 33-year-old David Rose, a married father of two whose wife is pregnant. Here's CBS's Dave Malkoff.
Officers responding to the incident heard gunshots at a nearby drugstore.
We later found the shooter on the second floor of the CVS. He had been struck by gunfire. We do not know at this time whether that was from officers or if it was self-inflicted.
More than 90 children who are at a CDC daycare are all safe.
President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin have agreed to meet Friday in Alaska to talk about ending Russia's invasion of Ukraine. From the White House, CBS's Nancy Cordes on Putin's motivation to meet.
Putin has been pushing to keep all the Ukrainian territory he gained from his 3.5-year invasion and then some.
What Putin is proposing is a very bad deal.
Bill Taylor served as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine under Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama.
Why is Vladimir Putin suddenly so eager to sit down and talk?
He wants to continue the war. But the second thing he wants is to come in from the cold. He's an indicted war criminal. Most of the world will not talk to him. And President Trump has said he's willing to talk to him.
Hot, dry conditions, gusty winds, and steep terrain are fueling the rapid spread of a wildfire in Los Angeles County. On the scene, CBS's Jason Allen says neighborhoods are on alert for an evacuation order.
Now you can see all of these hellacious flames.
The canyon fire quickly grew out of control from what started as a glow in the distance, reported just after 2 o'clock on Thursday at 30 acres, then jumping to 1,000 acres, then nearly 5,000 acres by the end of the night.
The commander of the 1970 Apollo 13 mission, astronaut James Lovell, has died.
On Christmas Eve 1968, Jim Lovell and his Apollo 8 crewmates became the first humans to orbit the moon. 35 years later, he told CBS News he was struck by the moon's lack of color, by how small the Earth seemed from so far away.
You could completely hide the Earth behind your thumb, which sort of gave you the feeling of how insignificant we all really are.
That lunar flight came together quickly after NASA learned the Soviets were preparing one of their own. Lovell said it showed.
If you put your mind to something, you can do it. It took bold leadership.
Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Jim Lovell was 97. Louisiana has settled a federal lawsuit with Clifton Dilley, who was partially paralyzed after a state trooper shot him in the back during a traffic stop in 2018. The state has agreed to pay Dilley $9 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It's the Packers and the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field, where the Packers play their first of three preseason games tonight against the Jets. New York has a new head coach, Aaron Glenn. Says his quarterback, Justin Fields, and others are improving on offense.
That group in the back end is doing a hell of a job. And the other thing that we've been preaching, just emotional maturity. When things go bad, man, listen, this is a tough game, and things don't always happen as crisp as you want it, but you always got to get it out your mind and go on to the next play, and our guys did a good job of doing it.
Matt LaFleur says he's trying to remind players not to lose focus on what they've been taught on the practice field to across the street inside 1265 Lombardi Avenue.
One of the things that was good with, like, family night, first time being in front of that many people, and it's interesting to see how people don't always take what they've been training across the street into Lambeau. It's just another opportunity for these guys.
Baseball, the Brewers host the Mets tonight. Milwaukee winning a thriller last night, 3-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Warm and muggy tonight with showers and thunderstorms around. Some could be strong with damaging wind gusts and heavy rainfall. A low in the low 70s. Early storms, then, after it clears out tomorrow morning, warm and humid for the weekend with highs in the low 80s. It's 82 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Take a look back at the big sports events. The Packers kick off the preseason, and the Brewers try to continue the winning streak, and a little news as well. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Todd Alba Show.
Laura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Alba Show. Days 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba here on location in Shawnee, Wisconsin, along with Parker Olson on the board doing the production and engineering back at the World Headquarters in Madison, filling in for Aaron Zomers, who is on a well-earned vacation. It is a TGIF Friday, August 8th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into Hour 2, everybody. Glad to have you along. Apologize, the voice still a bit raspy, but the tea is helping, Parker. The reishi tea with the gentle breeze honey from beautiful Dane County. How about that? From Mount Horeb.
Very nice. And the rosebud, I believe you said, isn't there?
Yeah, it's rosebud lemon. I don't know. It
I wouldn't drink
tutti
roses.
It sounds tutti frutti, but it's actually, I think it's the ginger. The ginger and the lemon, and it's mild, which I like.
The ginger gives it a little bit of, you know, a little bit of snap in there.
Right. It helps clear the throat. So anyway, I apologize for the raspy voice. We'll continue on. We'll soldier on, Parker, but glad to have you along. Of course, Parker is the wonderful producer engineer of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9 a.m. So he's put in a full day and then some. So, Parker, we appreciate you being here today and Monday while Zomers takes some well-earned time off. Glad to have you along on the broadcast.
Oh, thank you. Anything for you, Todd.
You're too kind. You're too kind. By the way, in Hour 2 here, don't miss out on your opportunity, because I know a lot of people are caught up in Brewer fever, as am I. I have my Bob Uecker Milwaukee jersey on here today. Because number one, the Brewers are back in action in Milwaukee at AmFam Field tonight against the New York Mets. I believe the Mets have lost 8 out of 9. They're in a slump. Of course, they've got that huge payroll out there with the former Brewers GM in charge out in New York. Not working out so far, but I better not get too catty, because we don't want them to catch fire now. But the Brewers are going to try to continue their own winning streak tonight just after 7 o'clock pregame show, just after 6:30 on many of these stations on the Brewers Radio Network, including WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, WISS in Oshkosh, WRCE in Richland Center, and WBZH, the Buzz of the North, and I believe WCQM up in beautiful Park Falls, home of Darla and Big G. And Greg and all those fine people up there at Park Falls in beautiful northern Wisconsin. Listen to the Brewers tonight. Here's the deal. If you want in on some extra action, if you want to actually go see the Brewers, we've got you covered on that as well. Download the Civic Media app right now. If you don't have it, it's free. Open it up, the Civic Media app. First 11 stations or so are the ones that we're on. Click on one of those closest to you in the lower right-hand corner. It'll say text. Click on that, And now text the word BREW, B-R-E-W, BREW, right now on the Civic Media app. If your correctly spelled entry is pulled by the computer at the end of the 4 o'clock hour, at 4 o'clock, you'll be on your way to see the Brewers. You and three of your favorite friends, family, neighbors, whoever. Four tickets in total. Four tickets for next Wednesday's game, August 13th, against the Pittsburgh Pirates at 1:10 in the afternoon. Again, to enter, text the word BREW, B-R-E-W, right now for those four Brewer tickets for next Wednesday, August 13th, in the afternoon at 1:10. Cannot change them, exchange them for the different games. So got to be able to go. But absolutely. Have you been down to you've been to a game, right, Parker?
I have been to a game. I did. Yeah. I was thinking when you were saying you could bring some of your favorite friends to the game.
Like
I also
you.
Thought, you know, what you could do. Well, you could bring me. I probably wouldn't say no. You could bring me. But I was thinking you could just bring a random guy. I just saw a guy shirtless on a skateboard going down the street, and I thought,
well, let's turn on the street cam, the Sam Davidson street cam at the old World Headquarters in downtown Madison. Look at that. Parker is positioned at perfectly. Now, there's a road closed sign in the 100 block of State Street there at Fairchild. Is there an accident? Is there an event? What's going on, Parker? Do we know?
I am unsure. I will get on the ground shortly, and I will give you a live report from the street momentarily.
But there were topless people, you're telling me, on State Street a moment ago.
At least one of them.
At least
perhaps
one.
Two. They tend to travel in packs, from what I understand.
Topless Madisonians traveling in packs. You heard it here from Parker Olson. All right, very good. Appreciate that, Parker. Nicely done. Zomer is on vacation. He'll be back on Tuesday. 11 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Want to get one more serious story out here, at least, before we have a little bit more fun. Again, back to the FBI. According to CBS News, Director Kash Patel has agreed to aid the search for the Texas Democratic lawmakers who left the state to protest new congressional maps, according to U.S. Senator John Cornyn yesterday. Now, Texas Republicans have been trying to bring back Democrats in the state legislature so that there's enough lawmakers on the floor for a quorum, which would enable them to vote on new congressional maps, likely to increase the Republican advantage in the state. Texas requires 2/3 of the House, or 100 of the 150 representatives, to be present for a quorum. Now, it's unclear, according to CBS, what laws the legislators might have broken that would involve the FBI. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Republican, has called for civil arrest and said he ordered the Texas Department of Public Safety to force them to return. But Texas DPS does not have jurisdiction outside the state. Abbott and Cornyn have raised allegations, the key word here, of bribery, since the lawmakers' quorum break is being funded by donations from various groups, including former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke's PAC, who is a Democrat, and other Democratic groups. In addition to travel expenses, each Democrat faces a fine of $500 a day. Abbott last month called for a 30-day special session with 18 agenda items, including embarking on a rare mid-decade redistricting ordered by President Trump. Texas has 38 representatives in Congress, 25 Republican and 13 Democrats. Mr. Trump asked Texas Republicans to redraw the congressional maps to deliver him five more Republican seats. It's just, you know, the first hour we had the story that once again there's a purging going on in the FBI of longtime, lifelong agents who have the audacity to prosecute people who were in the part of the January 6th insurrectionists. And now they're trying to use the FBI to go after state lawmakers, Democrats from Texas, who are saying, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't use our partisan gerrymandering abstractly just to give Donald Trump five more Republican seats. Disturbing, certainly, to say the least. And just when you think things couldn't get wilder and wackier, in the words of Johnny Carson, Here's a headline for you from the Los Angeles Times. Trump names himself chair of LA Olympics task force and sees a role for the military during the game. I cannot make this up. Dateline Washington. In past Olympic games held on American soil, sitting presidents have served in passive ceremonial roles. President Trump may have other plans. An executive order signed by Trump on Tuesday names him chair of a White House task force for the 2028 games in Los Angeles, viewed by the president as a, quote, premier opportunity to showcase American exceptionalism, unquote. According to a White House statement, Trump, the administration said, is, quote, taking every opportunity to showcase America's greatness on the world stage, unquote. At the White House, speaking in front of banners, adding the presidential seal to the logo for LA 28, Trump said he would send the military back to Los Angeles if he so chooses in order to protect the games. In June, Trump sent the National Guard and U.S. Marines to the city amid widespread immigration enforcement actions, despite widespread condemnation by Mayor Karen Bass and other local officials. I mean, I mean, look, nobody loves the Olympics more than me. I think it's a great opportunity to showcase peace and international diplomacy. But I'm telling you, if Trump is going to try to use this as some sort of extra immigration roundup of the immigration, I would not blame countries for boycotting. And really, I think the International Olympic Committee has to look at this and say, look, do we really want to have the United States host this? I mean, already some of the games are going to be played in Canada and Mexico. The United States is just the main host. I think that the IOC should look at this and say, hey, do we really want to? I mean, we had this story, what was it, last week, I think. The Little League World Series. The team from Venezuela that earned the right. These are kids, for goodness sake. Earned the right to come to the Little League World Series in the United States. Trump's administration would not give them visas. And so the second place Latin American team from Mexico went instead. I mean, using your political stance and taking it out on sports athletes, let alone kids, I don't know. It's going to be something to watch. 17 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play What's Worse. Let's go, Parker. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 10 news, sports, and talk stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, after a couple of those news headlines, this one is timely. Timely indeed, as the great Mike Lucas is fond of saying. Category today, Parker. Stomach ache or headache? What's worse? Stomach ache or headache? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app, or, of course, on the various places we play out on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and the like. What's worse, stomach ache or headache? 855-752-4842. I mean, it kind of depends for me, Parker. I don't know about for you.
I will say, I get a ton more headaches than I get stomach aches. I don't really remember the last stomach ache.
Do you get migraines?
Not that bad, but very, very frequent headaches. I have a headache currently.
Do you really?
Yeah. I took Advil before we came on the air.
I have given poor Parker a headache.
No. It was before. It was Crightwell.
Oh, Lordy. I'm sorry for that. Are you one of these people? Do you use Tylenol? Do you use ibuprofen? Do you just let it go on its own? Do you take a hot bath? What do you do for a headache?
I just take some Advil and then kind of hope. Fingers crossed. Yeah.
Because, I mean, some people have, like, migraines, and that's nothing to laugh about. That's crazy stuff, right?
Yeah, no, that's bad.
Yeah. Cindy, listening in on Wausau on WXCL, our beautiful station over there in Wausau, just down the road here on Highway 29, says, if it's just an actual stomach ache, I think a headache would be worse. If it's a migraine, then that's worse. If it's a lower GI issue, then that would be worse. So it depends on where and how bad each of them are. Well said. What's worse, stomach aches or headaches? 855-752-4842. We'll take your phone calls after this. We're live on location from Shawano, the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Matt Nair on Air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Actor Neil McDonough. If you saw his face or if you Google him right now, you'll recognize him. He refuses to kiss another woman on camera. On the one hand, I applaud him for not kissing anyone other than his wife, but she says I don't have a problem with him if he wanted to kiss another woman. As someone who's done it, it doesn't really feel like cheating because there's people in the room. It's very mechanical.
You did write it yourself.
I did write it myself.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location in beautiful Shawano, Wisconsin, about a half an hour west of Green Bay, where the Packers get underway with their first preseason game of the year. Many thanks to Mike Clemens, who joined us early to preview that. Game time just after 7 o'clock at Lambeau Field, taking on the J-E-T-S Jets of New York tomorrow. Lots of excitement over there in Green Bay. Welcome back, everybody. 23 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock, along with Parker Olson on the board back at the World Headquarters in downtown Madison. Right smack dab in the middle of today's What's Worse, Stomach Ache or Headache? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app and hit us up on the socials, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter as well. A shout out from, speaking of Wausau, just down from, on Highway 29 here, listening on WXCO in Wausau, Mark Schneider says hello. He listens on WXCO. We appreciate that, Mark. Also, Megan checking in Sun Prairie on WMDX says, if we're talking the garden variety of headaches and stomach aches, then stomach aches are worse. I can ignore a headache to some degree, but stomach stuff, not so much. I think it's a good point, Parker, because if you get into the gastrointestinal tract stuff, not to be too graphic, then it's a whole other kettle of fish.
That seems very uncomfortable. I will say, I feel right. Like a stomach ache can get more uncomfortable than a headache can.
Yes, I think so. I would agree with that. Tyler, listening in Columbia County on WMDX, says, I can sleep off a headache. A stomach ache, however, I can't move without issues. All right. Carla, listening in Madison on WMDX, says, a stomach ache is worse. What's worse, stomach ache or headache? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the app or on the socials as well. Joseph, watching this on YouTube, good afternoon, Joseph. We appreciate you tuning in. Says, for me, a headache is worse. It hits harder, more difficult to treat, mitigate. Stomach ache equals usually heartburn and turns and Tums do the trick. Let's see. I remember back my grandma Alba on the farm. She always had a big bottle of Rolaids on the in the cabinet. Just chew on some Rolaids, you know. So sometimes, you know, the Rolaids or Tums can do the trick, but then other times it can't. PJ, watching on YouTube as well, says, I'll have to say a stomach ache is worse because I rarely get headaches unless I'm dealing with, it says, unless I'm dealing with a Republican, then a headache is worse. Isn't that the truth? I mean, politics can often give people headaches and maybe even stomach aches as well. What's worse, headaches or a stomach ache or a headache? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Ollie, listening in the North Woods. Ollie, we're right on the border of the North Woods here at Highway 29 in Shawano. Stomach ache or headache, Ollie, what's worse?
Well, stomach ache, if it occurs shortly after eating at your favorite restaurant, could be much worse. Because then you have to find a new restaurant.
Isn't that the truth, right? Because often, I mean, Ali, let me ask you this, and I'm not asking for names here. We don't want to disparage you. But you have a restaurant that you like to
go to. I didn't give any names.
Right. But you have a restaurant you like to go to, and you're like, I love the food there, but I always get a little sick afterwards.
No, I don't.
Because I've had that happen before, and I don't know whether it's the spices, I don't know whether it's other things, but it's like it tastes so good when I sit down and eat, but I know I've got to go home and sit in the throne afterwards, and that's no good at all.
Yeah. Well, that's why I deliberately left off any names, because sometimes you don't want to hurt anybody's reputation. Right.
We'll protect the guilty. All
right. That's right.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'll have a great weekend up there in the North Woods. We appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you. Parker, you ever had that happen where you know it's like, I love eating there, but once in a while when I eat there, things don't end well.
Once in a while, you just have too many ribs from Famous Dave's, and they're not happy. Your stomach is going, hey, man, that wasn't nice of you.
And sometimes, you're right, sometimes it's just your own fault when you just gorge yourself, or at least I do sometimes. What's worse, stomach ache or headache? 855-752-4842. Chris, listening in Sun Prairie on WMDX, says, if we're talking the extremes, a migraine is definitely the worst. It can lead you to having a sick stomach, but I've never had a stomach ache lead to a headache. Now, that's a good point, Parker.
Huh.
I may be asking this already, but migraines, are you a migraine guy? I never really had those.
Not quite that bad. I get a lot of headaches and kind of bad ones, but I don't think that bad of them. I had a friend in high school that would need to like go to another room and lay down for a while because she was getting migraines all the time.
I've had some mild, if I could use the term, mild migraines a handful of times in my life. But I know people that have debilitating migraines where they have to go in a dark room and just lay there and they get sick to their stomach. And it just, I mean, they can't do anything for a day.
Yeah, that's just no fun. That's not fun at all. Ugh, God.
All right, Parker. Parker Olson, I ask you, stomach ache or headache, what's worse?
I'm going to say, oddly enough, I'm going to say stomach ache, I think. I get more headaches, but I think stomach aches might be worse because it usually comes, it tells myself that I shouldn't have had that whole bag of gummy worms that I've been eating all day.
Yeah, I will, I'll go along with that. I'll say stomach aches are worse because of the things you said and others that too often it leads to other things. And I haven't had a gummy worm or a Sour Patch. The last time I had a Sour Patch Kid 2 years ago, I lost a crown. Yeah. No more Sour Patch Kids for Todd. All right, come on back. Peter Rapine, news of the weird, wacky, and wild. A week to review is next. It's the Todd Allball Show on location in Shawano across the state on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief, a 33-year-old DeKalb County, Georgia police officer has been killed during a shooting near the CDC headquarters in Atlanta. David Rose was married with two children and a pregnant wife. WANF-TV reporter Nyamoni Watson.
Multiple agencies responded to this incident, and it was a massive crime scene area. We are hearing from people who lived in apartments nearby saying they heard at least 30 to 60 rounds of gunshots as well.
A big announcement from President Trump.
I'll be meeting very shortly with President Putin.
The two are to meet next Friday in Alaska to try to come to terms on the end of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Fire crews in Los Angeles County are battling the fast-moving Canyon Fire. Here's CBS's Nick Zechovich.
The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said the Canyon Fire is burning at a rapid speed, and it's threatening power lines and multiple communities.
It's been just 8 months since the deadly Palisades and Eaton fires in the county. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's the Packers and the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field, where the Packers play their first of three preseason games tonight against the Jets. New York has a new head coach, Aaron Glenn, who says his quarterback, Justin Fields, and others are improving on offense.
That group in the back end is doing a hell of a job. And the other thing that we've been preaching, just emotional maturity. When things go bad, man, listen, this is a tough game, and things don't always happen as crisp as you want it, but you always got to get it out your mind and go on to the next play, and our guys did a good job of doing it.
Matt LaFleur says he's trying to remind players not to lose focus on what they've been taught on the practice field to across the street inside 1265 Lombardi Avenue.
One of the things that was good with, like, family night, first time being in front of that many people, and it's interesting to see how people don't always take what they've been training across the street into Lambeau. It's just another opportunity for these guys.
Baseball, the Brewers host the Mets tonight. Milwaukee winning a thriller last night, 3-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eddie Murphy has pretty much been an open book for most of his incredibly impressive career. He was a highly successful comedian, one of the most popular SNL actors ever, and has had a lengthy movie career packed with several blockbusters like Beverly Hills Cop and Trading Places. That did not stop him from pointing out some of the blemishes on his resume in a recent interview with Complex 360. Murphy had no problem discussing some of his clunkers, which included maybe what Murphy considers to be his biggest bomb, The Adventures of Pluto Nash. The sci-fi comedy came out in 2002 and is also one of the biggest flops of all time after bombing with critics and only making $7 million against a $100 million budget. 1998's Holy Man is also on his list and lost big bucks, but when asked about his critically panned comedy Norbit, where Murphy played several different characters, Murphy held his ground and said he loved the movie. More honesty like this, please. Love Eddie Murphy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Warm and muggy tonight with showers and thunderstorms around. Some could be strong with damaging wind gusts and heavy rainfall. A low in the low 70s. Early storms, then, after it clears out tomorrow morning, warm and humid for the weekend with highs in the low 80s. It's 82 right now.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to Tom Nelson about his new book, comparing the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald to how the economy has been turning against its workers.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallyball Show, live on location in beautiful Shawano, Wisconsin, on a TGIF Friday, the 8th of August, 2025, 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Parker Olson doing a great job filling in for a vacationing Zomers at the old world headquarters down in Madison. Want to remind you, a half hour left to enter in the free ticket Friday giveaway. Your chance to win 4 beautiful club-level seats to watch the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers as they take on the New York Mets. Well, that's the game tonight, but these tickets are for next Wednesday. And that's the only caveat. You have to be able to go next Wednesday because you can't win them and say, well, I won, but I want a different night. I can't go on Wednesday afternoon. You're SOL. You're sorry out of luck to clean up for radio. So you have to be able to go next Wednesday, August 13th at 1:10 in the afternoon against Pittsburgh. If you're able to go on Wednesday, August 13th in the afternoon, then take out your phone, open up the Civic Media app, click on the one of the first 10 stations. You'll see a little icon that says text, and then text the word brew. B-R-E-W. Brew is the word this hour. Text the word brew. B-R-E-W. Right now on the Civic Media app, but at the top of the hour, the computer will randomly choose one of the correct entries, and you'll be on your way to the Brewers, courtesy of Civic Media, next Wednesday, August 13th. The word is brew, B-R-E-W. Text it right now. All right, every other Friday, we're always happy. It always makes us feel better to end the week with our friend, our ongoing contributor. He's the managing editor of EPOM's World and fresh back from Vancouver to the city, as they say, to New York City, joining us live via StreamYard, the one, the only, the lovely, the talented Peter Rapine. Peter, how are you?
I'm doing great, Todd.
I'm very excited because we have a Parker filling in for Zomers today, and now we got Peter Rapine. So somehow we've brought the universe together, and for the first time on the All Ball Show, we have Peter Parker.
Excellent. Just excellent. Do you get this too, Peter? Every time that you meet somebody, they go, oh, Peter Parker?
No, I don't.
No, just me? Okay, cool. No.
All right. But see, if you were together, like going to bars or whatever, it was Peter Parker.
That would be a fantastic duo.
Well, it's great to see it. Oh, Tony on YouTube says, my senses are tingling. Oh, there you go. So, Peter, you're fresh back. You've been in Vancouver. We always love an update because you're very open. We love this about you. You've been seeing a significant other in Vancouver, and you just got back to New York.
Yes, I just landed back in New York on Tuesday. And yeah, I'm sort of excited to be back. Obviously, you know, my parents are now in town, so it'll be good to see them. But sad to leave. Also sad to be back in America. In some sense, Canada was nice. Canada was really great to me. And I have a funny story. My reception back into the office was a cold one this week.
Really?
Back in the office, first day in a month, and I had a sandwich in the refrigerator that we all share. And it had my name on it. Peter written in Sharpie on a post-it note, stuck right on top of it.
Right.
And lunchtime came around and I'm hungry and I'm excited to eat it. And I walk in and I pull it out and there's only half of the sandwich remaining.
What?
My name is still on the post-it note. It's still stuck to it, but someone, and I'm going to find out who, decided to eat half of my sandwich, and I'm still kind of upset about it.
Who? How big of an office is it in EPOM's world in New York City? How many people are we talking about? What's the pool of suspects, Peter?
On a full day, maybe like 30 people, 35 in total. But this was yesterday, and there were only like 7 people there.
No.
So the pool is small, and I am going to track you down. And I'm going to get that half of my sandwich back.
And I will find you. And I will kill you.
Yeah. So Peter maybe I Parker should go back to Vancouver. Maybe I'm not welcome in New York.
No. Now, who wouldn't be who would not want to welcome you, Peter? Yeah. Come on. I think it's just some schmuck who's messing with you.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe they were. Yeah.
But you don't need that.
I don't speculate.
You don't need that. You're Peter Rapine. You could be back in Vancouver. I mean, working
exactly. Eating a whole sandwich.
Eating a whole sandwich. All right, Peter. I hope you get to the bottom of it, and we'll wait with bated breath and nervous anticipation for 2 weeks until we can find out what happened. So
yeah, next week I'm going to show up with a more disgusting sandwich every day.
Yes. Maybe put like a camera in the refrigerator and see who's taking your sandwich. Yeah. All right, Peter. Well, now you're kind enough to join us. You and the wonderful staff out there at EPOM's World, you search the headlines. And this is not fiction. This is not things that are made up. You find real wacky behavior of real wacky humans.
Yes. I like to say that we're funny, but we're not this funny. And I want to start with a story that's kind of been the biggest story of the last week or so. And it involves the WNBA. I'm not sure if you guys have talked about this on your show yet.
I have not yet, no.
But there was an update yesterday that I think is kind of interesting. But we have a piece here that we wrote the other day, and I'll read the headline. And stop me if I can't say one of these words.
I think we should just insert, just to be safe, let's just use the word sex toy. Just to be safe.
Okay, perfect. They caught one of the NBA sex toy throwers.
They caught one of the WNBA sex toy throwers. That is the headline. Go ahead.
Yeah, a teen was caught and arrested, and he was asked why he decided to throw this sex toy onto the court, and his response was that he saw it online and it was a trend, and he thought it was funny.
That sounds great.
Which is exactly kind of par for the course. What's been going on?
For people that haven't heard, I guess there's a middle school humor to this once or whatever you want to look at. But now it's just become, in my opinion, kind of offensive and weird that Yahoo fans are going to WNBA games and throwing, vibrators. They're sex toys, vibrators, onto the court while the game is going on. And look, this could be this could be a serious thing in terms of one of these women steps on it and sprains her ankle and she misses the rest of the playoffs. I mean, there's nothing funny about that.
Yes, it's also just very crude and
disrespectful.
Also, but the only reason he was caught is because as soon as he threw the toy, he sprinted out of the stadium, but someone tackled him and waited for the police to come. But yesterday there was an update on the story, and a group of cryptocurrency investors, traders have come out and taking responsibility for the sex toys. The day before the first toy was thrown back in the end of July, I think it was July 29th, the first toy hit a court. The day before, a meme coin called the green insert sex toy coin was launched. And ESPN actually has a report where they interviewed anonymously one of the people involved with the group. And there were like 1,000 people in like a Telegram all organizing the incidences.
So you're telling me this
is very part of the course, and obviously it's crypto bros betting.
I was going to say, so basically it boils down to crypto bros doing this as a marketing gimmick to get their name out there via sex toys being thrown on the court of WNBA games. Do I have it about right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Once again, it all goes back to idiotic crypto boys. If you're buying crypto, let alone advertising on your show, shame on you, because it's just ridiculous. This is the mentality of crypto people. Oh, let's buy some vibrators and throw them out onto the WNBA court with our name on it.
And I think it's, and I'm not sure if it's exactly insider trading, but there is like another legal aspect of it, because it's, you know, you're going to go and do something and then you're going to bet on that, whether that thing happens.
Yes.
So obviously I think a can of worms here has been opened. That's going to have many other ripple effects beyond just, you know, throwing sex toys.
Kudos though to one of the organists at one of the WNBA games. I heard when that happened during the timeout, they were trying to figure everything out. They started playing "Good Vibrations."
No. You know, yeah. Really?
So that was pretty good. That was pretty good. I mean, make lemonade out of lemons, right?
Yeah.
All right. Next headline, Peter Rapine.
All right, this one is just pure dumb fun. A group of Russians sent a donkey down a zip line, and the police say it wasn't technically illegal.
Russians sent a donkey down a zip line, and the police say it wasn't technically illegal. Peter Rapine, explain.
So RT covered it after the video went viral, and they claimed that police came in to investigate the guys. But they didn't charge him with anything because it wasn't technically animal abuse, because the animal didn't suffer any injuries. And they couldn't determine whether it didn't actually have a good time going down the zip line.
Is that legal terminology? The donkey didn't have a bad time?
I'm unsure.
That's a great point. How do you know that the donkey didn't love it?
I mean, we probably assume it didn't. But it looked fun. I mean, I've been on the zip lines. You know, it's only scary for a couple seconds.
For a second.
You know.
Now, do we have audio of this? Is there audio of the donkey, Parker? Do you want to play a little
bit? We have it, and I will admit, it's a much farther zip line than I thought it would be.
That's a bit bad.
Here we go.
Like, this is like off a cliff.
Yeah.
This is
ridiculous. It's not in someone's backyard.
It's like over a forest.
Yeah.
All right. But I mean, you know, the Russians have to do something to amuse themselves. I mean, they're waging unprovoked war and killing tens of thousands of people in Ukraine. Let's just have a good time and throw a donkey on a zip line. Those crazy Russians. All right. Peter Rapine, EPOM's World. All of these can be found at epomsworld.com. Peter Rapine, next headline.
Next headline. We typically don't wade into the political waters much, but sometimes there's a story out there that is too funny and too dumb for us to ignore. So this comes to us from Arizona, where 25-year-old Miley Biggs is running for the Arizona Senate. And our headline reads, "Woman running for office says women shouldn't run for office."
Woman running for office says women shouldn't run for office. The subheadline, I love it, is, "But aren't you're running for what?" Explain.
So on a recent podcast appearance, Biggs said, and I quote, "Honestly, I don't know if I would vote for any female. I don't know if females should be in office. There are a lot of really good women in office. I'm not trying to hate on anyone, like some really good congresswomen. Yeah, I don't think women should hold office in general. That's my position. That's my stance. I think women should run the home." And she said this as someone who was running for Arizona Senate.
But it's just, it's weird. It's gross, in my opinion. Yeah. It's just another example of, you know, certain iterations of MAGA. They're running for something, and but yet they're saying women shouldn't do it. I mean, does she think she's the exception, or is her platform, Peter, as near as you can tell, is her platform, "Vote for me to suppress more women's rights"?
I mean, sadly, it is. I think it's a strategy that's probably going to work. Sadly.
I mean, it reminds me, what was the, I mean, you're too young to remember the original, but you're a student of comedy and television. I think it was Gilda Radner, the old SNL, where she probably pulled her face back. She'd go, "Stop, please stop, stop." I mean, it's like that, right? I mean, vote for me. I want to suppress women's rights. I'm a woman.
Maybe she doesn't want to win. Maybe she's being pushed. Who knows?
You're always a winner, Peter Rapine. Come on back. More news of the weird and wacky from EPOM's World after this. The Civic Media Radio.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork,
accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I guarantee you there's a market for people who want to watch a middle-aged guy change his clothes, do his dishes. People are so bored and will look at anything. So what I thought could be fun, and Conrad, I need your okay on this. I would never, you know, volunteer you for this, but you and I should both set up OnlyFans page and see who gets more followers.
I'm okay on that. I don't think
he's blushing.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
The Tom O'Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock, the top of the hour news from ABC or CBS, depending upon which one of our great stations you're listening to across the state. Weather update from Brittany Merlot. Going to try a little windy here in Shawano this afternoon, although it is hot, sultry, and humid, all like it is across much of the state. Be aware, some places, not all, but some places across the state of Wisconsin may see some severe storms pop up because of all of this hot weather. So be on the lookout for that. But enjoy your weekend wherever you're going to go. And then after weather, it is our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, who joined us earlier and is on his way down to cover the Brewers against the Mets tonight at AmFam Field. Game time just after 7 o'clock. Pre-game show just after 6:30. Speaking of the Brewers, still just a little bit of time to get into that contest, our free ticket Friday giveaway. Do text to win. If you can go to the game on Wednesday, August 13th at 1:10 in the afternoon, go to the Civic Media app right now and text the word BREW, B-R-E-W. That's it, nothing else. just the word BREW, B-R-E-W, to the Civic Media app right now at the end of the hour here, about 6 minutes away, six and a half. The computer will randomly draw someone, and you'll win four tickets to the Brewers game next Wednesday, August 13th. And then Maggie Dawn, once again, across the Civic Media Radio Network from 4 until 6. I believe John and Gordy are in once again today. And then it's our friend Pete Schwaba just over down the road here on Highway 29 at our studios at WGBW. Pete Schwaba and Nightlight from 6 until 8 right now. The managing editor of EPOM's World joins us as he does every other Friday with a look at the wild, the wacky, crazy headlines of human behavior. Mr. Peter Rapine. Peter, next headline.
Okay, next headline. It's pretty well reported that there was no love lost between Hulk Hogan and his kids. Yeah. We have a pretty damning headline here. Hulk Hogan told his kids that if he could do it all over again, he wouldn't have them.
Now let's preface it. I call it the made up wrestling because my dad was a legit wrestling coach for like 35, 38 years. This is quote unquote professional wrestling, fake wrestling. Hulk Hogan, and the headline from EPOM's World, Hulk Hogan told his kids that if he could do it all over again, he wouldn't have them. And of course, he passed away here recently of allegedly a heart attack. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah. So, Brooke, on another podcast, is talking about a time that she asked her dad, if you go back in time and do it all over, would he still have them? And he responded with a simple no.
Bro.
Well, I mean, you can't buy that kind of love.
Yeah. And she also asked him, because her and her now husband at the time were thinking about getting married, and she asked him if he would walk her down the aisle. And he said, I don't do weddings. Adding that, you can't get me off the beach.
I think I read somewhere, I'm not sure if it was Brooke or not, but I think at least one of Hulk Hogan's kids did not even attend the funeral.
Yeah, I don't think she did.
No, I mean, it's one of these weird things where I don't know how many wives Hulk Hogan have, but like the latest one is basically the same age as one of his kids. Mm-hmm. And there seems to be some fighting there. And it's also gotten weird in that at least some of the kids are alleging that he maybe not have died of natural causes. So I sense a feud, a family. Call in Richard Dawson. There's going to be a family feud in Hulk Hogan's world.
Well, yeah, to that last point, Brooke actually posted on Instagram this week about how she wants to pay for another autopsy because she has questions around his death, whether he was given medication he shouldn't have been on or something.
Right.
Not saying that he was like murdered or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Maybe he was just crazy. That crap crazy. maybe that. And you know, something on a cloud at his funeral, Peter?
Yeah, so I was saying someone spotted a Hulk Hogan-like cloud above his funeral and posted it to social media. And a lot of people were surprised because they assumed that he went to hell and not heaven.
All right, Peter, a couple minutes left. Next headline.
This is my favorite story of the week and probably my favorite story of the last couple weeks. headline reads, this madman has been buying and returning anvils on Amazon for 8 months.
This madman has been buying and returning anvils on Amazon for 8 months. Some men just want to watch the world burn. Peter Rapine.
Yeah, so a TikToker who goes by John Bo Stockwell, I assume that's his real name. He's 26-year-old, and his profile reads, prophetically stupid. And he uploaded a video the other week showing the history of his Amazon orders. And it is pages and pages and pages long of buying and returning anvils. And not like small little anvils, but big anvils that each seem to cost around $200.
You're exactly right. If anybody used to watch the old Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Cartoon Hour or whatever, these are like anvils that the coyote would try to drop on the Roadrunner. Who does this, Peter?
I don't know. Evil. It's funny. Like, we can laugh about it, but it's patently evil.
They're just buying. He just buys them to return
Amazon guy. Yeah, it's a schlepper, you know? an anvil to and from your doorstep, you know they have him, they have his address on like a list.
Yeah, right. And think of the poor Amazon or you know drivers who are having to tote these anvils around.
I know. Yeah. But he seems to be getting a lot of joy out of it. Maybe it's like a special interest thing for him, because in the video he also has like a small little anvil on his desk, and he makes a point of like tapping it and saying, "Trust me, guys, the anvils I'm buying are much bigger than this one."
Peter, I think we found the guy who is throwing sex toys on the WNBA courts. Peter Rapine, you can find all these stories at ebombsworld.com. We appreciate you, Peter. Have a great weekend. Rest up, my friend. See you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, Peter Rapine, everybody. We appreciate him so much. Also, many thanks to Mike Clemens for being our guest today and the wonderful and talented Peter Olson doing a great job in Madison. We'll see you next week. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep begging.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Atlanta. A 33-year-old married DeKalb County police officer has been shot and killed in a confrontation with a shooter who is also dead. WANF-TV reporter Joe Gorchow says the shooting happened not far from a daycare center.
The parents that were once pacing back and forth here, anxiously awaiting, stressed about what they were so concerned about, the dangers their kids were in, having to be in lockdown and hiding with an active shooter, now being able to hold their little ones and take them home tonight. I saw many smiles, parents being playful with their children through the bus windows when they arrived here. I saw kids blowing bubbles, kids feeding, kids smiling, also kids sleeping after going through such a long day.
The police officer has been identified as David Rose. He was a father of two with a third on the way. In western Montana, police have captured Michael Brown, a 45-year-old Army veteran, who they say shot a